is Jay Sekulow. How do you feel about the IRS reading your emails and you don't even know they're doing it?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Let me tell you how it will be.
The American Civil Liberties Union is looking into whether the IRS is reading more than just your tax returns. ACLU workers filed a Freedom of Information request asking whether the IRS is reading private emails without a warrant.
I'm a tax man.
It's really incredible to us that in 2013, when virtually every American uses email and text messages and other similar services to communicate, we don't know what the standards are that federal law enforcement is applying when it seeks to read those communications.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
We turned to everybody and said, do you think the IRS can look at your emails? And everybody said, no. And the answer is yes.
Do you think that you're living in Pyongyang?
Yes. I should say, the IRS did, right before the show, get back to us and say the agency does not use emails to target taxpayers.
Target is a Weasley word. I'm not sure what that means. And the law as it stands allows them to do anything. Perhaps targeting has a specific meaning. It should be banned from looking at anybody's email in the absence of a court order.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. You're going to want to get into this conversation early. How do you feel about the IRS reviewing your emails, and you don't even know they're doing it? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me tell you quickly what happened here. The American Civil Liberties Union, who we often do not agree with, but there are times when we've actually done a case or two together at the Courts of Appeals and even at the Supreme Court. But in this particular case, we are in complete agreement with the ACLU. They filed a Freedom of Information Act request on the IRS, and in a massive response of documents, about 250 pages of documents, lo and behold, they find a policy where the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, makes this statement that, in fact, you do not have an expectation of privacy on your emails, and therefore the IRS can utilize those emails in its investigatory work by serving an administrative subpoena. That's not signed by a court, folks. That's signed by an IRS agent. They give it to the service provider, Google, Gmail, whatever it might be, and then they hand the document over, and you don't even know it's happening. And the IRS thinks there's no expectation of privacy. By the way, they say that applies to communications between lawyers and clients as well, even though when we send out an email to our client, it says this is private communication. So how do you feel about the IRS snooping on your email? 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. You heard the song Taxman. Our band in-house recorded that with John Schlitt doing the lead. By the way, that's up at ACLJ.org and our both Facebooks, mine and ACLJ's. Maybe we should have been doing Back in the USSR. Jordan and Fanner in Washington, what's the latest going on there, Jordan?
It's interesting you said that because, you know, Charles Krauthammer compared this to being in North Korea. This sits that when the United States just say that, you know what, no expectations of privacy in communication. And that doesn't mean that everything is 100% private and that everything's perfect, but that our laws are so outdated that our government is taking advantage of them. It's not like individuals going through and taking advantage. This is our own government taking advantage of bad laws, and they didn't say anything about it until they're asked directly, until we figure out, hey, wait, if you look at how this law works, they don't need to go to a judge. And how do we know what's being reported? And we talk about, well, it got submitted once in court, but think about all the times it doesn't need to be submitted in court, and they're just stumbling upon it,
emails. Yeah, I was an IRS lawyer, folks. There is no obligation for the IRS an administrative subpoena and summons to go to court, period. Sorry. I mean, those people that are saying that are wrong. They can just do it with an agent. Folks, we're taking action. We're going to demand Congress put a stop to it. That's where you come in. Go to ACLJ.org and sign our petition that is up now, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. We're going to put a stop to the IRS snooping on us. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Sign that petition today. 1-877-989-2255. Let's take back our government.
there's growing concern that the Internal Revenue Service is doing more than just collecting your taxes. The IRS says it has the authority to engage in what can only be described as a blatant violation of your constitutional rights, your right to privacy. The agency's own documents contend it has the authority to snoop on Americans, to read your email messages without securing a warrant. And what's worse, the IRS says it has the authority to do so based on a current law on the books. Here's the problem. That law is extremely outdated. It does not take into account today's technology, and there's only one way to put a stop to the IRS snooping. Pass tough new legislation that specifically prohibits the IRS or any other government agency from engaging in this kind of unconstitutional overreach. The ACLJ is mobilizing, putting together a petition to call on Congress to protect your privacy and put an end to IRS snooping. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org.
5% appear too small.
So that's the guys in-house here, the band at Jay Sekulow Live. John Schlitt, the lead singer for Petra and Head East, doing the lead singing there on the song Taxman. We thought it'd be certainly appropriate since we are focusing on the IRS. By the way, if you want to see that video, it's up at facebook.com/Jay Sekulow or the ACLJ Facebook page. I understand it's even going to be on the ACLJ website today as well. Folks, here's what we're doing, and Than is going to lay out for you right now why we're doing this. We've got a petition to stop IRS snooping. It's going to members of Congress because we don't believe the IRS should have this access. We think it's absolutely wrong, and I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And I think what we have to do is realize, and I was an IRS lawyer, folks, an administrative summons, a subpoena, meaning it's a piece of paper an agent signs. It's, as Jordan said, it is not court supervised. But Than, you brought up a really important point. I want everybody to listen, and then we're going to take some direct action here.
Yeah, here's the reality, Jay. I mean, today, April 15th, tax day, a lot of us think of the IRS as a tax collection agency, but we have got to remember, just a couple of years ago, they really became a law enforcement agency. When Obamacare was passed, it was the IRS that was put in charge of enforcing that massive law. They hired thousands and thousands and thousands of new agents.
16,000.
Exactly right. So what you have seen is this trend on the left to make the IRS more and more of a law enforcement agency. And when you couple it with the story that we're talking about today, they are now a massive law enforcement agency, and they are allowed to do it without a warrant. They can look at your email without a warrant. Those two things cannot go together. That's why they're so important today.
Folks, you take the IRS agents being hired, 16,000 of them for the enforcement of Obamacare. You've to add that to the fact that now we know that the IRS manual, there is a manual. Let me explain what this is. The Internal Revenue Service agents have a manual. It's called the IRM. It's the Internal Revenue Manual. It's the compilation of all the policies and procedures. And in it was found that, the quote, the government may obtain the contents of electronic communication that has been in storage for more than 180 days without a warrant. Folks, you won't even know it's happening. And we are very concerned about the way this is going. So here's what I want everybody to do. We are going to start a massive campaign going towards, and I think this is really critical, to the United States Congress. We're not going to the Internal Revenue Service here. We're going to the United States Congress. And what we're going to say is pass legislation that protects our rights and our privacy to our emails. It's that simple. It's not complicated. It's direct. It's a petition to stop the IRS from snooping on your emails. And we're that concerned about it, folks. So here's what we want you to do. You can sign the petition at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Or everybody that's listening to me right now, go to your phones and call and say, I want to join Jay in telling Congress, protect our rights here. This is our country. 1-877-989-2255 is that number. That's 877-989-2255 to sign your name to that petition today, or ACLJ.org. Jordan, let's go right to the phones.
Yep, back to the phones. We got 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. People have been holding on the line. Let's go to Robert first in Maryland, line one. Robert, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Robert. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello, Jay. Jordan. Hello, Jay. I wanted to make a comment and then ask a quick question. The comment I wanted to make to all of the listeners that are listening to the show today, and I wanted to make an appeal to all libertarian groups on both the
right
and the right to get involved directly in this issue because of the importance of it. And here's my question. What can be done not only legislatively but also possibly from a litigation standpoint if we're not able to get legislation through Congress to move to take care of this situation with the
right
new service?
Yeah, no, great. Listen, I'm with you. By the way, I think this is a situation where those on the right and the left need to be working together. What you can do, look, in a bad situation, in other words, if we had an enforcement case where these emails were utilized, I would seek to quash that subpoena in court. That is not the route I want to go, though, because that means they've already got the data. What we need to do, we would argue that it's unconstitutional what they're doing. And there's a lot of people that think that that's the case, including the ACLU. But I think you have to go a step further here, and we need to understand that congressional action right now, Jordan, is really key. I mean, if we can get Congress to update the laws, we can solve this problem really quickly.
Yeah, this does not have to be a protracted battle. I think it'd be simple. And some of this has been caught up in massive reform of a huge piece of legislation, this Electronic Communications Protection Act, which dates back to the 1980s. So imagine, folks, how much electronic communication were you doing in 1986? Imagine that's the law that applies here. If you open an email, it's considered the same as if it's been sitting there for 180 days. I mean, this is basically like a mail left at someone at a deserted house or something like that. And so on top of that, I think a solution can be done without having to even go through that full reform. How about let's Congress could just pass the solution, done. It's not going to be a legal battle, a protracted court battle. This is an easy thing that Congress can get done. It's been on the books too long, and now we know that our own government, is abusing this exception and said nothing about it for years. And once everybody found out, it was worrisome. As Brett Baer said, he asked his entire panel on Fox News, does anyone think the IRS can do this? Everyone said no.
Yeah,
everyone
right
said no
and
until
left.
They found out.
Let's play Brett Baer portion of that with Charles Krienheimer, number three.
We turned to everybody and said, do you think the IRS can look at your emails? And everybody said no. And the answer is yes.
Do you think that you're living in Pyongyang?
Yes.
I should say the IRS did right before the show get back to us and say the agency does not use emails to target taxpayers.
Target is a Weasley word. I'm not sure what that means. And the law as it stands allows them to do anything. Perhaps targeting has a specific meaning. It should be banned from looking at anybody's email in the absence of a court order.
Period. And Charles Krautheimer is absolutely correct. Now, Than, let me ask you this question. We've got Senator Mark Udall, Democrat from Colorado, saying that this raises serious privacy issues. He wants to fix it. What is going to happen? What can happen in Congress?
Well, you start with what Charles Krautheimer just said. You have to pass legislation because none of us should trust the IRS not to do it just simply because they say they won't. But you're right.
Especially with enforcement of Obamacare coming at the hands of the IRS.
That tells you right. Federal statute has to prohibit it. We're not going to trust the IRS. But Mark Udall, Patrick Leahy, Lamar Smith, Bob Goodlatte, those are the Republican and Democrat leaders of the Judiciary Committees. They are on board with this. And, Jay, I think the most significant thing actually came from the chairman of the Subcommittee on Oversight on the House Ways and Means Committee. He sent this letter to the IRS asking specific questions about how often they actually engage in this. I think what you're going to see is exactly what Jordan just described, a bipartisan coalition come together to pass a narrow fix, not part of a major overhaul, a narrow fix to stop this snooping immediately. That's what we're asking for.
All right, folks, here's what I need you to do. Go to your phones right now or to ACLJ.org. We've got a petition up. We're going to get congressional action here. We don't want the IRS snooping on your emails and your private correspondence. We think it's not only an abridgment of your constitutional right, it's a horrible policy to give the government that kind of authority. All you need to do is go to ACLJ.org and sign the petition right there, or just call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And I certainly do not trust, and I was an IRS prosecutor, folks, the government saying, oh, don't worry, we're not going to use it to target taxpayers, whatever that means. I'm with Charles Krautheimer on that. I think that's really absurd. So again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Take a stand, folks. If there was ever a time to do it, it's right now. Let's grab another phone call.
Yep, back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Nick in New York, online 3. Nick, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Nick.
Jay, I have a question.
Sure.
Internal Revenue Service, an organization that works for the government, very similar to how the Federal Reserve would be.
No. It's not
no,
the,
this is
Department
100%.
Of the Treasury. Go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, this is a 100%. This is the thing about this memo. Let me just make it clear for everybody. If the IRS can do it, guess who else can? The FBI, the CIA, all legally, the Department of Justice. So don't just think this about taxes or one branch. Or we're focusing today. Obviously, this is who the memo came out. But the law doesn't say the IRS. This applies to the federal government. The SEC, I mean, every HHS, all of it. And so they can all use this to look into emails for any investigative purpose. Investigative,
you will not know what's happening.
Does not mean criminal.
And I need to stress here, Nick, number one, as Jordan said, they are a government agency. It's not an affiliated or quasi-public. It is the government. It's the Department of the Treasury, and the same expectation or lack of expectation of privacy would apply to every other, as Jordan just said, every other branch of government, including how the HHS, how about this one? All these HHS mandate cases that we're dealing with, how would you like it that those companies' emails to their lawyers and to third parties are being reviewed by the government, the Department of Justice, who we're litigating against? And then, under the law the way it is right now, they get to do that.
Absolutely. The HHS mandate is maybe the most specific place that I would be the most concerned. If you have an email from within a company trying to decide whether or not they can comply with this mandate, the IRS would have access to that email and could use it against them.
Folks, go to your phones right now, 1-877-989-2255. Let's not give the tax man or any other government agency control over our private emails. 877-989-2255. You can also sign that petition online at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or, folks, go to your phones, 1-877-989-2255. It's going to the United States Congress saying, take our government back. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org. There's growing concern that the Internal Revenue Service is doing more than just collecting your taxes. The IRS says it has the authority to engage in what can only be described as a blatant violation of your constitutional rights, your right to privacy. The agency's own documents contend it has the authority to snoop on Americans, to read your email messages without securing a warrant. And what's worse, the IRS says it has the authority to do so based on a current law on the books. Here's the problem. That law is extremely outdated. It does does not take into account today's technology, and there's only one way to put a stop to the IRS snooping. Pass tough new legislation that specifically prohibits the IRS or any other government agency from engaging in this kind of unconstitutional overreach. The ACLJ is mobilizing, putting together a petition to call on Congress to protect your privacy and put an end to IRS snooping. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, ACLJ.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That music brought to you by the band right here at Jay Sekulow Live. I play drums on that one, and Jordan's a drummer, so we're going to get him on the next song. And John Schlitt, lead singer for Petra and formerly of Head East, was singing leads on that. It's available at, when I say available, you could view it, the video of it. No, we're not selling the song. At facebook.com/JaySekulow or facebook.com/ACLJ. And I think it's also going to be put up on the ACLJ website, at least for today as well. As we celebrate Tax Day. Also, we're in our last day of our matching challenge, folks. If you thought about supporting the ACLJ, it's a great day to do it. Any amount given online is matched. You can do that at ACLJ.org. And again, to sign this petition, simply go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And let's go right back to the phones. And by the way, folks, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110.
Back to the phones we go. Let's go to Phil calling from Texas Online 5. Phil, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Phil.
Hey, Jordan. Hey, Jay. I appreciate what y'all are doing. I mean, I know y'all fight in the battle every day with the legislation, with the Congress, with the, you know.
Right. Thank you.
You're doing things. And I appreciate that. But, you know, it's just so, so sickening what our government is doing. I mean, if you go and look at it, 80% of our government thinks they're above the laws that they go and enact.
Well, you know, I said this week, instead of playing tax man, maybe we should have had the band record back in the USSR, because some of these policies, that's what it seems like. I mean, you know, Krautheimer said it was like North Korea. But, you know, you bring up a point. The fact is, we're glad that the ACLU shined a light on this, but the fact of the matter is this has been in a manual. So this has been going on, and now the IRS is saying, oh, we're not targeting people that way, whatever that means. And believe me, as a former IRS lawyer, that doesn't mean much, because the depth of which they can go is significant here. And folks, understand that. This is, you know, a law that they could say tomorrow, we are not enforcing it, and at least that would be fine. I'd still say we need legislation correcting it. Fan, what do you expect? You were talking about this during the break. What do we expect to happen here?
Well, I hope that we're going to have a legislative fix, Jay, and that's really what we need, because Phil's exactly right. This administration has shown that we can't trust the executive branch to enforce things properly. So even though the 1986 law in question probably didn't intend to allow this, it looks like it does allow this. So we have to have
the IRS
a legislative
is saying,
fix.
I got to be clear here, Than.
Okay.
It's
yep.
not that it looks like. The IRS is interpreting it that there is no Fourth Amendment right of privacy protection, expectation of privacy in those emails. So the IRS interpretation is they have access to them, period. Go ahead.
Correct, which is why the legislative statutory change has to take place. Now, here's the good news, Jay. It looks like Republicans and Democrats are both in agreement that the law does need updated. They're saying the right things. So our job is to make sure that those words, those nice promises that they're giving us, actually happen. I hope that can happen in the next month or two. It's not a difficult fix, Jay, as long as they're willing to do it.
All right, folks, what we need you to do is go to ACLJ.org and sign on to that petition, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Petition's not going to the IRS. The petition's going to Congress to just say, get us a law to protect our privacy. By the way, as Jordan mentioned, it's not just the IRS. If it doesn't apply in the context of Treasury, the IRS, it would apply to the Justice Department, the SEC, the EPA, on HHS, on and on the list would go. So ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's get another phone call. But again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Carrie in Arizona, line 4. Carrie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi. I have a question.
Sure.
I know that we're talking about the reading of our emails and the storage of the data, but what about this new facility that's being built in Utah? I know that terrorism is not such a problem. I mean, we're able to kind of keep a handle on it through the means that they're going.
Well, terrorism is a huge problem. Trust me, as someone that worked on those issues in the last 10 years, it's a huge problem. But go ahead with your question.
Well, it just seems to me that, yes, it is a huge problem, and we're managing it, but and maybe not as well as it could be, but if they're going to use that excuse as to why this data storage
they're not.
Terrorism.
No.
I was talking about this last week. We first broke on the Blaze, actually, and this is not like the Patriot Act. There has to be there's no connection to terror or national security. This is just investigations. So this is going and not being able to go to a judge and say, listen, we believe this person committed a crime. This is why, and then probable cause. Here's your warrant. This is, I think, maybe. Let's check, I feel, and of course that's not enough for probable cause, not enough to get a warrant. This is a subpoena that they issue internally. And this is no connection to terror or national security. This is just basic investigations of the American people and of people's emails. This is, if it was a national security terrorism issue, we're talking about a different set of laws and a different set of rules.
Yeah, actually, let me just say quickly too, Jordan, Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner actually talked about this in a hearing last week. He said, listen, if there is a legitimate law enforcement problem, they can show probable cause and they can get a warrant. That is something that happens. So that's something that the House is aware of. Jim Sensenbrenner specifically has been looking at it, and I think our caller should understand that members of Congress know that.
Well, that's exactly why we're fighting back, folks. Again, ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255. Now, remember this, folks. We're here for another half hour. You get the full broadcast, the full hour on SiriusXM, or just go over to ACLJ.org. We'll be streaming it live there. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Judge Andrew Napolitano was on with Shepard Smith talking about the same issue. Number four, listen to what Judge Napolitano had to say.
What does the IRS do in order to get information to build a case against these taxpayers? It's supposed to use a search warrant. But according to these regulations, there are circumstances under which it can go to the service provider and say, these emails have been here for 180 days. They've been opened. They haven't been deleted. Don't you think that this person doesn't care if anybody reads them, that they wouldn't leave them there for 180 days where your employees can read them? So we're going to give you a subpoena. I'm authorizing my IRS colleague to take these emails from you.
That's scary enough. Folks, that's why we're asking you to take direct action, because all it is, I was an IRS lawyer. It's an administrative subpoena. It's what Jordan said earlier. It's just a signature. It is not court supervised under any context. It is strictly enforced internally, and if it's good for the IRS, it will be good for every other government agency, including the Department of Labor. Folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us in the next half hour. Let me tell you this also, folks. We've got to fight back. The reason we're doing this is to seek direct action with Congress, bipartisan support here, that is Republicans and Democrats, to go ahead and just put a law in that says the IRS doesn't get access to this short of a court order, period. That ends the problem. And that would be applied also to all government agencies. So it would be all government agencies have to have a court order to get these access to these emails. It's that simple. It's that straightforward. Go to ACLJ.org. And remember, we're in that matching challenge. So any donation will really help. Today's the last day of that matching challenge. ACLJ.org. You can sign it there. Or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition. And by the way, if you're listening to this music as we go out, this was performed right here and recorded at our studios in our media center. John Schlitt doing the lead singing. I was playing drums. Other guys in our band here working the radio. Right now, we're involved in this. You can go to Facebook.com/JSecular or Facebook.com/ACLJ. And I believe it's on the website as well. But also call us, 1-877-989-2255 to take a stand for freedom. Back with more in a moment.
Yeah.
There's only one way to put a stop to the IRS snooping. Pass tough new legislation that specifically prohibits the IRS or any other government agency from engaging in this kind of unconstitutional overreach. The ACLJ is mobilizing, putting together a petition to call on Congress to protect your privacy and put an end to IRS snooping. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
I was a taxman. I was an IRS lawyer, and I'm telling you right now, when they say, don't worry, we're not going to enforce this, worry, because that is a meaningless statement. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. We're talking about the IRS being able to get your emails without you looking, without you knowing, and without a subpoena, because their subpoena is an administrative subpoena, folks. It just means they just sign it. Let's go right to the phones. We got a lot of calls coming in. 1-800-684-3110. I'm in our media center. Jordan and Than are in our studios in Washington, D.C. Jordan, who's next?
Yep, Robert in Pennsylvania on line four. Robert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Jay. Thank you very much for all that you do.
Sure.
My question for you is this, two things. As a previous law enforcement officer, anytime that a officer that needs to get a search of a person's property or their effects, we should be able to articulate that and go before a judicial review
right.
to make sure that we are not violating somebody's constitutional rights. My question is this. Should this pass or this be used, would state agencies and local law enforcement also be able to use this?
Well, the question is, and you know this as a former law enforcement officer, there's cooperation agreements between federal agencies and state agencies. So if the federal agencies had information that they got through the view of emails, I don't see anything that would prohibit, if it's not protected by the Constitution, according to the government, which it's not, according to government. I think it is, by the way, in a court, but we'd have to go to court to establish that. The answer would be yes. And I think that's the scope of this, Jordan and Than, is pretty breathtaking. I mean, this could go, Robert, as a former law enforcement officer, is bringing up a really good question, but this could go really deep.
Absolutely. I mean, when you think about this, I mean, and you think about the IRS, you may think Washington, D.C., IRS, and the Treasury Department, but the IRS is everywhere. And like all these federal agencies with offices, maybe you know about them in your local cities, and maybe you see them, maybe you work there. And you realize that we are focusing on the IRS because this is the manual that came out that said, no need for a warrant, but it's every federal agency and every federal agency and the agents that do investigations there
right.
around the country who can get these administrative subpoenas. That basically, the Fourth Amendment doesn't apply to emails that are either 180 days old or opened. So think about now, if you got a smartphone or you check your email once a day, everything is on the table, and there's no record of this
right.
because they're not going to a judge.
Than, let's go ahead and reset before we take a break here what exactly we are looking at doing legislatively so people have an understanding of where we're going with this.
Yeah, we are looking to update this law. It would do what Jordan said. It would harmonize the difference between how emails are treated if they're older than 180 days or less than 180 days. With today's web-based email, Jay, email has just changed since 1986. So what we want to do is we want to put the same protection for newer emails to all emails, regardless of what age is. And that way the IRS would have to obtain a warrant before going in and reading your emails. And we want Congress to make that fix narrowly, and we want them to do it quickly.
And that's exactly what we're working on, folks. We'll let you know in a minute how you can engage the issue. We'll have updated information on this, and by the way, posted at aclj.org. Let's try to grab another call here before the break.
Yep, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Arlene calling for California Line 2. Arlene, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Arlene.
Yeah, hi. My question is, because I know I've given my email address. I put it on government forms.
Sure.
And I know that I know of one email address that I've consistently placed on it. I have other email addresses that, you know, for other reasons. Can the government also access those emails?
Sure, because they're going to serve an administrative subpoena on the service provider, and they're going to say any and all emails from this person. So the answer to that, unfortunately, is yes. And that's why we're fighting back. And here's what we're doing, folks. We're going to encourage you to go right now to ACLJ.org and sign the petition, or call us at 1-877-989-2255 to sign this petition going to the United States Congress about this very issue to get legislation to protect us. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Folks, we're fighting back on this. We're exposing the reality of what's going on in our own government at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
Yeah, I'm a taxman.
There's growing concern that the Internal Revenue Service is doing more than just collecting your taxes. The IRS says it has the authority to engage in what can only be described as a blatant violation of your constitutional rights, your right to privacy. The agency's own documents contend it has the authority to snoop on Americans, to read your email messages without securing a warrant. And what's worse, the IRS says it has the authority to do so based on a current law on the books. Here's the problem. That law is extremely outdated. It does not take into account today's technology, and there's only one way to put a stop to the IRS snooping. Pass tough new legislation that specifically prohibits the IRS or any other government agency from engaging in this kind of unconstitutional overreach. The ACLJ is mobilizing, putting together a petition to call on Congress to protect your privacy and put an end to IRS snooping. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, ACLJ.org.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at ACLJ.org.
is the number. That is John Schlitt singing there in our ACLJ J Secular Live band, which is not, I now see on not only on Facebook, but also on our website for today, for tax day. So we're happy to do that. And again, if you want to see it, you just go to the website. And 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. A lot of calls coming in on this IRS matter, which is certainly understandable. Who do we have next, Jordan?
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Ruben in California, line 5. Ruben, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Ruben.
Hi, Jay. I appreciate what you guys do and watch your program all the time.
Thank you.
I'm calling in reference to that lady that just called a few minutes ago saying that maybe the IRS is tracking emails because they're worried about terrorism. My comment to that is, you know, if that was the case, if our government was so worried about that, Obama wouldn't announce to give money to Palestine and Egypt, $1.5 billion or something, if that was a concern to the country.
Yes, you're absolutely. There is no terrorism issue here. I mean, I want people to understand that there is no terrorism-related issue here, period. And this has been on the books since the 1980s. The Department of Treasury, through the Internal Revenue Service manual, it's called the IRM, made the decision that, in their view, there is no Fourth Amendment expectation of privacy, which means you don't have a zone of protection around your emails, and the government could just look at it without even telling you they're doing it. So you're absolutely right, Ruben. But again, we're fighting back on this. So, Than, we've got Democrats and Republicans. So what administratively, or what's going to happen on the Hill? Give us kind of a framework of what's going to happen here.
This got started last year by Patrick Leahy and Mark Udall in the Senate, Jay. They're Democrats that lead the Judiciary Committee. Obviously, it was too late in the session to get it passed. Now, Lamar Smith, Bob Goodlatte, and Charles Bustani over in the House, they're Republicans. They're pushing it forward. So I think what you're going to see is Republicans in the House and Democrats in the Senate try to come up with some narrow language that they can move quickly, kind of take it out of the large overhaul effort that's going forward. And hopefully that would move in the next 4 to 6 weeks, because I think both sides have recognized that they do have a problem here.
All right, let's do this. Let's go to Jim Jordan that's on line 3. He's got a good question.
Yeah, Jim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim.
Is it me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, yeah, the first thing that I thought of when I heard you talk about a minimum number of days before they could go into these emails was that it sounded to me like they were going to try to classify this as abandoned property or discarded property the same way a police officer now can look through trash, or if a vehicle is abandoned on the side of the road, they have a right to do that. So
yeah, but they're not. I mean, their view is if it's been open. Jordan, why don't you explain what their view is, that none of it's protected by the Fourth Amendment, a right to privacy or due process or any of that. Period. End of discussion. They don't. So whether they may be using an abandoned property analogy, might be. But the fact of the matter is they think, Jordan, they have got access to this.
That's right. And only one circuit court has said they don't. There's only one circuit court, so there's in the Sixth Circuit, a few states where the IRS can't do this by court order, but everywhere else. And by the way, I mean that wasn't taken by the Supreme Court. These challenges, and there hasn't been a universal decision on this yet. There's not a law stopping it in other places. And remember, any email is another person's email too, and then another person's email, and then another person's email. So just getting the administrative subpoena, we think about ourselves, right? But someone sent us the email, or we were sending it to someone who was probably getting information from someone else. That allows them. You see how the tracking. And it's not as if people should think that governments never check. I mean, there's laws about if you send one internationally, there's different. But this is not about terrorism. It's not about security. And it's not about a criminal investigation necessarily. This is about a hunch, a maybe. And something that a judge would not always grant a warrant for. You will never know about this. This doesn't go to, obviously, you. This goes to the service providers, the ISPs. So if you use Gmail, if you use Microsoft Outlook and have a webmail program, so at work you may think that you're internal on your computer. But if you can log in from home on a computer or log in on your smartphone, guess what? It's not. So every one of those emails, private, corporate, all of that, your own individual account, likely goes now through a webmail service. And if it does, that's what this is applying to. 180 days or opened. Now think about that. I mean, now no one everyone opens their emails. I mean, unless it's spam and you delete it. So, this allows them to get the most current information they want,
right,
without getting a judge's order. Think about them walking up to your mailbox and just taking the mail out after, you put in the trash, just take it out. Or it's easier. This has actually made it easier for the government at a time when no one could imagine 1986 you'd have the ability to do it.
But the fight goes on, and Jordan's right. So whether they're using it as abandoned property or whether it's just this view that the government has the right to get it, it's got to be stopped, and we're working on that. Let's take Suzanne. Jordan has an interesting question as well.
Sure. Suzanne in Washington State, line 4. Suzanne, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Suzanne.
Well, I'm 64 years old, and so, we're still in that age group of Big Brother is watching. I don't understand how they think this is going to help us.
They're not trying to help you. You made a statement in here that this to our call screener that this seems like the KGB, which of course was the Russian secret police and secret service and investigative forces. And basically, in our view, it is. This is a KGB-like move, and when you have that, we've got the ability to check that in the United States. They didn't have that in Soviet Russia. We do. So you all remember the song back in the USSR, which I think maybe the next song our band plays, but here's a little taste of the kind of give you the flavor for what we're, I think, dealing with right here in the United States under this law. So there you have it. And we're not going to let that happen, so we're going to fight back, and that's exactly what we're doing. So you go to ACLJ.org, and you can sign on to that petition so we don't become like the former USSR. And we fight back. You can also call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's grab another call.
Yeah, David in Washington State's been holding on. David, on line one, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, David.
Hello.
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Yeah, this assumes that any American could be involved in criminal activity, as far as I can see it.
Well, they're not. It's not. Doesn't have to be criminal. And that's the other thing. There doesn't have to be a assumption of criminality here. They're just saying there's no right of privacy. So if they're investigating, they get to look at all this without telling you they're doing it. That's the really troubling aspect of this.
I mean, we're talking about investigations here, and Dad, I mean, investigations. How many investigations do the IRS have to go through before they get one, one issue, one person maybe, or one case
sometimes
that they
hundreds.
Actually want to pursue? I mean, right.
Right.
I mean, investigation is before you indict someone, before you bring a case. And this is also pointing people to evidence that they would not have been able to otherwise obtain through other legal means. So they may never have to show in court that this is how they got to part two of you. And you think about all the privacy issues, talking to your lawyer, talking to your accountant. Can that be used against you when you're actually seeking the advice of a professional in a confidential relationship and just a basic communication?
And then you were bringing up in the last segment of the broadcast in the first 30 minutes about the concern that you got the HHS mandate, all of the Obamacare enforcement going on through the IRS. This puts another tool in their backpack, which is unbelievable.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, to the last caller's point, if the federal government does think you've committed a crime, they can show probable cause and they can get this. But what we have seen through Obamacare and the HHS mandate is that the IRS has become a law enforcement agency. They are enforcing that law. They are enforcing any number of other laws. So what this does is it allows them to look at your email without a warrant to enforce not tax collection, but enforce the law. The two can't go together. And unfortunately, it looks like they have been.
Well, we're fighting back, folks. 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's try to grab another call.
Yeah, back to the phones. We go Ricardo in Tennessee, line 6. Ricardo, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Ricardo. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, my friend, the Pastor Saeed, before I ask. Short question. I understand we get a free email address, but, you know, I mean, we pay into having a server.
But they're going to serve the IRS is going to your server. They're not going to go to you and say, Ricardo, give us your emails. They're going to go to the service provider with an administrative subpoena, which is just signed by an agent, and say, hand over the documents for this person, this taxpayer. We want all their emails. And they're going to hand it over, or the service provider say they're going to fight back. We shouldn't have to get to that point, folks, which is exactly why we're bringing it forward. Let's go to Steve calling in New Jersey really quickly here. Steve, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. I want to thank you for shining a light on this issue.
Sure.
And I also feel it's very important that we not make this a left versus right issue.
Absolutely.
We all need to work together if we're going to be successful in fighting this and all these other forms of electronic privacy invasion.
You are absolutely correct. That's why we said we thought the ACLU was absolutely correct on this in getting that information. We're glad they do. We rarely agree with them. There are times we do. This is one of them. And we're fighting back, and we're going to encourage legislation to protect our rights. It should be bipartisan. Republicans, Democrats, independents, libertarians should all be gathering together to support this. ACLJ.org to sign your name to the petition going to Congress, or 1-877-989-2255. It's ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. The song Taxman, the Beatle classic, performed by the band here at JSEC Yo Live. John Schlitt from Petra doing the lead singing. You can see that on the website as well or on Facebook. But again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
That's right. I'm the Taxman. I did it all.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. There's growing concern that the Internal Revenue Service is doing more than just collecting your taxes. The IRS says it has the authority to engage in what can only be described as a blatant violation of your constitutional rights, your right to privacy. The agency's own documents contend it has the authority to snoop on Americans, to read your email messages without securing a warrant. And what's worse, the IRS says it has the authority to do so based on a current law on the books. Here's the problem. That law is extremely outdated. It does not take into account today's technology, and there's only one way to put a stop to the IRS snooping. Pass tough new legislation that specifically prohibits the IRS or any other government agency from engaging in this kind of unconstitutional overreach. The ACLJ is mobilizing, putting together a petition to call on Congress to protect your privacy and put an end to IRS snooping. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Listen, in this segment of the broadcast, I wanted to give you an update on Pastor Saeed's case. I'm going to do it by playing an interview for you that Jordan did on Friday afternoon on Fox TV. They've, of course, done such a great job of covering this story. But yesterday, folks, marked 200 days for Pastor Saeed in Evin prison there in Tehran. Folks, his internal bleeding continues to persist. He still has not received the medical care that he was promised. Obviously, most of you know he was taken to a hospital only to be denied care, even at the hospital, returned to Evin prison without that care. Folks, 200 days in Evin prison. We are glad that he is alive. We are glad that we still have an opportunity to advocate for his release. But, folks, it can't continue. The situation continues to get more and more grave with each passing day. So I want to play for you this update that Jordan gave on Fox on Friday afternoon. It gives you all the related details. Let's go ahead and play that interview now.
The Iranian-American Christian pastor jailed in Iran for his faith has again been denied bail. According to his family, Saeed Abedini needs medical treatment for serious injuries and internal bleeding from brutal prison beatings. Jordan Sekulow is the executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice, which has been leading the U.S. effort on behalf of Abedini's family. And he joins me now from D.C. with an update. Thanks, Jordan, for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Lauren.
I just want to get an update on what's the latest on Pastor Saeed's condition, that, as far as we know.
You know, we'll hit on this Sunday, actually, interestingly enough, on a holy day. 200 days he'll be in prison because of his faith. His appeal is ongoing, and as you reported, bail was granted by the judge. This is an interesting, another example of Iran's psychological abuse. And it's there's the physical abuse, the psychological. Bail has been granted since before his trial, even in January, and before his conviction. And of course, through the appeal process, his attorney in Iran has never stopped trying to get action on the bail that was granted. It was a high number, it was in the over $100,000, but there were people willing to put it up in Iran who just to let him out so he wasn't stuck in Evin prison. Mm-hmm. And so the judge grants it, and then continuously the administrators of the court deny it. And the administrators work for the judge. I mean, people have to remember we're talking about Iran, not when we talk about court systems and not a system like ours or somewhere in democracies.
Now, Iran authorities said that they took him to the hospital, but there was no doctor available to work on him. What is that about, and what do you make of that?
You know, again, this continuing, and we know from Saeed's family when they got to visit him this week on Monday, they have a normal brief visitation, that this psychological abuse, along with the physical, is getting to him. His faith is strong. He is a strong Christian, and he's relied on that consistently to stay. You know, the whole goal is to beat you down. You know, they're telling you have to leave your faith and say this phrase, and we'll let you out. Which you of course, would you even trust the Iranian government? So they've promised him medical care. They promised him a medical exam. Remember, he's been in this prison since September. And he was completely healthy when he went in. This is how badly beaten he's been by the prison guards, by his interrogators, by the Revolutionary Guard when they arrested him. And he's got internal bleeding. He knew there was a problem in his stomach and that there was something wrong. Finally, he got doctors to examine him, telling him, yes, you've got serious problems. So that was his first exam, which was just a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Then it was the Persian New Year, so things kind of go on hold. And then, you know, after the holiday there, he out of nowhere gets taken out, no warning. He's told he'll get medical care at some point in a private hospital, and ends up at this private medical facility, which is a well-known one in Tehran. And there's no doctors, supposedly. Now, this mm-hmm. would be a place that's full of doctors, has exactly. lots of nurses, no IV for him, no care, and they take him back to prison.
But, you know, could it be the doctors would have refused to treat him because of the kind of media characterization that is in Iran at this point? Could that be an issue as well?
You know, it's interesting. As much as Iran will tell, and if we notice through this, we did not go public with Saeed's story until a week before Christmas, and we had been working on his case. He was under house arrest in July, and that's because you want to give some good faith effort, even with a government like Iran, to try to handle this before making it an international issue for them, which it has become mm-hmm. at the United Nations or here with the Secretary Kerry getting involved in our State Department, the European Union. So we gave them that time. But when these beatings continue and the torture continues, and he's able to do these weekly visits, so we know for the most part, at least, what he's able to communicate and what he looks like. I mean, this is someone who wrote a letter saying he does not recognize himself anymore. And from the pictures we, you know, people see, he's a healthy guy, a young guy. He's about to turn 33. So he goes in, no medical problems, and now he's got serious medical problems, doesn't recognize himself, shaved head, a long beard. And
so they're turning into a Muslim, basically. They're saying now you should have
and they're forcing.
Head.
I mean, right. This is it's interesting, Laura, because it's as if to Iran, even if we took them at their face value, that somehow giving people an opportunity to renounce their personal faith and turn back to Islam is being kind, and that maybe that's gracious. And mm-hmm. the truth is, one, who would trust Iran? Two, we're never going to tell anybody what to do when it comes to their personal faith. And three, it's a human rights violation, and that's the most direct human rights violation, to say to someone, and they're doing so, they're not backing away, this is all because of Christianity. They're not accusing him of other activity or political work, it's all because of his faith. And, you know, we continue to work at the United Nations, our State Department has engaged at mm-hmm. a much higher level now, and we're grateful for that, but also, you know, it's tough on the family, the kids, they're 6 and 5, and they're starting to really figure out. Their dad left in June, got put under house arrest yeah. in July, and so it's been close to a year.
Jordan, real quickly, I want to talk about the campaign the American Center for Law and Justice has launched, sure. SaveSaeed.org. 15,000 people so far have sent letters. Tell me about this campaign and how people can help.
Sure. You know, we had over 500,000 people that have signed on to our petition, and people still do, to spread his message out. And a lot of that was focused on getting that international political leader attention at the European Union and the State Department. And then people said, you know, we're praying for Saeed, we're following his case, we've signed the petition, what else can we do? And we've talked to some people who've gotten out of Evin prison, and we've worked with others in the past, and they said, you know, these letters people would write us, and they're talking 40 or 50 maybe a week at most, were really important. Sometimes we never even got them, but when they got inundated, the guards had to translate them, and they would tell us. And it was nice to know that many people cared, that people really remembered us. So we decided to be careful about it, to make sure we checked everything. So what we did, we launched an online program at SaveSaeed.org. People can go there, and we've got a preset letter, so they can use that. They can edit it. They can write their own letter. And just, we're going to handle all of the costs. We're actually going to deliver these. We're now getting close to 30,000 as we speak. And these are people taking the next step, taking the time. And I know Saeed will appreciate that recognition that people are out there, because every day they're trying to either physically beat him down or psychologically beat him down and tell him, you know, they told him this past weekend that if you don't leave Islam, this won't just be 8 years. You'll be here for the rest of your life.
Wow, incredible. Jordan Sekulow, thank you very much. Again, the website, SaveSaeed.org. People can check that out.
Folks, to stand with Pastor Saeed, you can go to SaveSaeed.org. That's SaveSaeed.org. You can always sign up at ACLJ.org as well. But today, we also need you to sign our petition saying no to the IRS snooping in your emails without a warrant. To sign that petition, call 877-989-2255. As always, you can go to ACLJ.org and sign up online as well. But call now, 877-989-2255. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Back here. Times are better this year.
There's only one way to put a stop to the IRS snooping. Pass tough new legislation that specifically prohibits the IRS or any other government agency from engaging in this kind of unconstitutional overreach. The ACLJ is mobilizing, putting together a petition to call on Congress to protect your privacy and put an end to IRS snooping. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.